Phillip Stakes.
With Cannington Station, it was very impressive at Mowi, winning a maiden.
Yeah, really nice horse. Happy with him, and it's a good barrier to every little place in that race.
Which one?
Cannington Station.
Tracks, tips, trainers.
Cannington Station's going to win again. Stokes and Allen get a double. It is Cannington Station.
The Breakfast Club's got the early mail.
You betcha we do on a Monday morning to kick off the working week. We'll find your winner, hopefully, at Echuca, a beautiful part of the world. Hopefully, it's a bit drier than this down here.
Daniel. Don't get down on the weather. It's okay.
The roads are still wet.
What, roads are still wet.
I can see the roads, they're wet. We've got Paddy Payne to speak to, so let's get to the track
wet
manager.
Wet roads.
As quickly as possible, Anthony Pelly joins us from Echuca. Anthony, good morning.
Morning, boys. How are we?
We're going well. How's the track looking at Echuca today?
Wet roads.
Yeah, no, pretty good. Come up a good four this morning. Penetrometer's 5.28. And, they're talking 28 degrees today up here.
Oh,
but
boy,
as you say, it's just having a couple of spits now, but they're not talking too much.
Okay. Has that surprised you? Because I think was any rain at all last night?
No. Literally the last 2 minutes just since I've been on hold to you blokes. But they're talking 20% of less than 1 mil. So even if we got, half a mil or something, it's not going to affect us.
All right.
Good four, and they're talking 28 degrees once this cloud clears. So, could even go up to a three, later in the day if it does get that hot.
All right, terrific. And rail?
Yeah, we haven't raced for a month here. So, just left it in the true. And, good cover right the way across.
Fantastic, Anthony. Have a good day.
Beautiful. Thanks, boys.
Good stuff. Anthony Pelly, track manager at Echuca. Paddy Payne knows what it's all about at that part of the world. He joins us on the Breakfast Club. Good morning, Paddy.
Morning, fellas.
Great to have you with us. You've got four going around today, unless you've scratched any. Any scratches?
We'll take out Malicious. He's not running.
Righto, Malicious is out. Bookmakers rule the line. Race 7, number 2. Malicious out. 6.55, someone's advice. Paddy, race 2, number 11 is your first one then. You've got Headley's Lady second up today. Willie Egan in the saddle. Firm in the market at tab.com.au. Winning today?
I hope so. She's been going really well. The form around her last up's excellent. I think the winner won again, and then the third horse won as well. So she's really honest. She normally jumps well and races up on the speed, so she'll definitely give you a run for your money.
That's pretty good information. Race 2, number 11. Race 5, number 1, Yulong Tavion is first up today. He's got a pretty good first up record, 1-1 from two cracks in it, improving today.
Yeah, he's just come to my place. He's come to my place to go jumping. He works okay at home, but his trials have been a little bit weak, so pretty much just to sit on the fence. And, we've tried to find the weakest race for him, but we're pretty much just an assessment run.
All right, so have a bit of a look there, race 5, number 1. Then race 6, number 2, Mount Archer. Another one firmly in the market at tab.com.au. He's had a pretty good campaign too. Spaced out pretty well. Why is that?
He just likes a little bit of time between runs. He can just feel the ground a little bit sometimes. He's going from maiden grade to Cisco, which sometimes winning their maiden is a little bit harder to win again. But in saying that, he's had a lot of experience. He's an older horse, and he's got some good ability. So he's more likely to be able to sort of take the progression to winning two in a row than some other horses.
That's pretty positive. Your best today, Paddy?
Oh, Headley's Lady for sure.
Headley's Lady for sure. We'll look forward to seeing how it runs. Good luck today. Appreciate your time.
Good luck. Thank you.
Paddy Payne with us on The Breakfast Club.
And now we've got Byron Cosimanis. Morning, Byron.
Yeah, good morning.
You're taking three up to Echuca. Start in race 1. You got the favourite, Lysette, who ran well second in Bendigo last start.
Yeah. Looks like a nice race for her. She ran really good last start. I think if she runs the same sort of race, she'll be around the money.
Like that. Over to race 2. You got number 10, Bella Chica, who's second up. Hasn't done much in its first four starts?
No, I expect to run a fair race today. She has improved from the first run. I think she's a rough each way chance.
We like that.
Good business.
Then over in race 5, you got number 5, Zesto, who back in April ran in the St. Ledger, but the old grey gelding hasn't done a lot since, Byron.
No, he hasn't. He's He probably won't do a lot today. he'll probably need to run, and we'll just get him up to 2,000-plus metres, and we might see something then.
Oh, I like that. So, race 1, Lysette, best for the day?
Yeah, for sure.
For sure. We like that, yeah. Byron. We appreciate your time. Good luck today to Echuca.
Yeah. No worries. Thank you.
Byron Cosimanis there with a couple today. So his best is race one, number four, La Cette, $2.30, early markets, temp.com.au. Paddy Payne's best is race two, number 11.
It's called running double in the industry. For us, I think we take it.
That's $1.65, Paddy's.
That's a little bit short.
So we're going to have to play with some numbers
I think we put Byron into it.
Well, so 230, if we do the numbers on that, Scotty, if we do that's 230
roughly
into
about $3
65,
something.
Let's have a play with that.
I got an A for accounting once in HSC.
It's $3.80.
There you go.
$3.795.
All right, that's
it. Take it to the third decimal. So it's about $3.80, is it? But I think, Scotty.
Oh.
I think there's scope for us.
Oh, you're going again.
Well, I think we throw it all into Mount Archer and have a three-leg all up.
I don't know what parlay means. Is that what?
No, I don't know. I can't work.
All ups are far better.
It's a much easier thing to understand.
I don't know what parlay means. Okay, so we're going all up.
Let's put them all in.
Win-win into.
Into race six, number two, because Paddy said. If there's ever likely to be one that can win two in a row going from maiden to 58, he said it's this bloke.
Oh, well, there we are.
So if Paddy's saying that,
okay, so
and
it's
that's
about,
a 360, so that's going
to
give us
about $9, $10 or something.
$12.
All right.
That's just 3.8.
That's the best bit of padding I've seen in a long time.
3.8 times 3.6. 1368. It's unbelievable scenes.
Done, we're on.
On the Breakfast Club, 7 a.m. news time, Johnny Bowden.